Oh, Amber, since getting Snapchat, basically it's been one long disappointment. All it's been, when I got it, I was like, you can get photos and they're only on your phone for like 10 seconds. So like, girls send suggestive photos and that sort of thing. So I'm like, sign me up.
But then there was like a big bombshell that they're like, nothing is sacred.
Well,
your Snapchat photos will go somewhere and there's probably someone's job to be assessing all the Snapchat photos, which would be a very entertaining job.
Yes, it certainly would be. So basically, all I've got so far is photos of Amber watching TV, Amber sitting at the same pub that I'm sitting at, Amber at work. It's been
a big Amber fest.
It has been. Or even just my other friends, they'll be just sitting at home. One of my friends will literally film himself eating something and doing nothing else. It's pretty funny, don't get me wrong, but it's not what I was promised with Snapchat.
No. I actually, just a bit off topic, I actually learnt last night that Snapchat have filters.
Well done.
And big text. I always wondered how people got that big text. I was like, do I need another app?
Fantastic. Now I've got another reason to get rubbish Snapchats from Amber Wheatland.
They're not rubbish. They're good.
The other day, I was having a bit of a rough day, as in it was nothing big, but I was just a little bit gloomy. I'm sitting at home doing nothing, just being a little emo kid. When I get a Snapchat to my phone, and here we go. I wonder what Amber's doing. It's not from Amber, it's from a complete stranger.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. Boom. Nude Snapchat on a rough day.
What?
I'm like, well, thank you, universe. I really needed that. Pick me up. And she she's fantastic too, might I add, an absolute 10. My point with all this is, add me on Snapchat, Billows, Billows. keep them coming, Sunraysia. That might not be my last rough day.
So funny.
Such a crew.